Entertainment news nuggets on Sheboygan's Point. Poe the Dragon Warrior's toughest opponent may actually be in a science fiction movie. Kung Fu Panda 4 edged out Dune Part 2 by less than $1 million for the top spot on the big screen this past weekend. Kung Fu Panda 4 took in an estimated $30 million in its second week in theaters, while Dune Part 2 brought home $29.1 million in its third week. The Mark Wahlberg film Arthur the King opened in third place with $7.5 million. The 55th NAACP Image Awards ceremony is in the books. The event was hosted by Queen Latifah on Saturday night in Los Angeles. The Color Purple was the big winner of the evening. It was named Best Motion Picture and took home 11 NAACP Image Awards. Netflix is teaming up with the Kennedy Center to stream the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. The Kennedy Center said it struck a multi-year partnership with Netflix to have the event aired. This year's ceremony will honor actor and stand-up comedian Kevin Hart, who will become the 25th recipient of the award. The ceremony will be held on March 24th and available to stream in May. Dave Chappelle, Jimmy Fallon, Tiffany Haddish, Chelsea Handler, and Nelly are all among the guests at the ceremony. Celine Dion says she's determined to get back on stage despite her recent medical diagnosis. The singer is currently battling a rare autoimmune disorder known as stiff person syndrome. Over the weekend, she posted a photo of herself and her three sons saying she's set on returning to the stage. And Ariana Grande has scored her sixth number one on the Billboard 200 album sales chart. It's thanks to her latest release, Eternal Sunshine, which landed in the top spot this week. The album earned 227,000 equivalent album units in the United States last week. It's the largest week for any album in 2024 so far. Entertainment news nuggets on Sheboygan's Point.